Honey, if you don't mind, we'd like to ask you here at KSRC whatever your comments might be on this. I'm not going to ask you any direct questions because I don't know what questions you can and cannot answer. You just give us an opinion and a comment or two. We'd appreciate it very much.
Well, yes, first off, I should say there's no question of my not being able to answer anything because I'm acting as an independent investigator, you might say. But the fact is, I don't have anything to say. The thing that's puzzling to me is I'm sure it must be to the folks around here. I certainly believe that Lonnie Zamora had a most interesting and significant experience, and I'm particularly interested in the tracks that were left and in the analysis of the samples of material from those tracks. And until you know more about it, all I can say rather disappointingly to you perhaps is simply that I'm as puzzled as you are.
If your findings on this, after you run the analysis on the specimens that you've taken, would you be at liberty to advise the public just what they were?
Yes, absolutely. There's no reason why not. I think in general, there's been a feeling that the Air Force wants to hide things. And this is, at least in my experience as a consultant for them, I have not come across that. For instance, here's one example. I was called by the Pentagon this morning, and there's an Associated Press report out to the effect that some Air Force person had told Mr. Zamora not to say anything about the lettering. And I was asked specifically to find out whether this statement had been made, who made it, and all that sort of thing. Zamora tells me that no one, Air Force or no one else, told him not to say anything about it. But this is how these rumors get started. Someone says the Air Force says clam up, and this was simply, apparently, not the case, according to Mr. Zamora. So I was very happy to find that out.
Well, now about this marking, could you tell us how he described the marking and what the marking was?
Yes, I see no reason why not. He described it to me as an inverted V with a sort of a bar across it. And as he described it and drew it, the thing that I was reminded of is a typical brand you have, a cattle brand. As though whatever the instrument, whatever the device was, as though somebody had branded it as you might brand a cattle.
And about the color of this object, how did he describe the color?
Not in any great detail. The color was indicated as primarily whitish, and no specific markings other than the inverted V.
And the objects or the people that he cited and their size?
He told me nothing about having seen any people, and this I read in the newspapers, but he was apparently not. Well, as far as I know, he did not say anything specifically about having seen people, not to me at any rate. And I did ask him about it. I know that there were earlier reports that he had seen people, but to me he said nothing specific about people.
Did he describe seeing objects that appeared to be in white coveralls?
He indicated that he saw something on the side of the instrument or the device that resembled white coveralls, yes.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hynek.